Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to welcome Prosperity Counseling and Wellness to the show. They are a local St. Louis-based therapy practice that specializes in substance abuse and general counseling. They offer group and individual therapy that is tailored to meet your needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with substance abuse or just feels like they need support, contact Prosperity Counseling and Wellness at 636-515-1230. You can find more information at their website at prosperitystl.com. If you're struggling out there or need somebody to talk to, reach out. Prosperity Counseling and Wellness, right here in St. Louis. Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zack building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Steve Woolley.
And hey, this is Dave Chapman.
And this is Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out at the brand new Tin Roof right here in St. Louis, down by the ballpark.
1000 Clark Avenue.
Yeah, with Stephen Woolley and Dave Chapman. Woo! Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome back, both of you guys. This is
a long time coming.
Yeah, man. Yeah. This is exciting stuff. This is cool, man. This is my first time in here, getting to check this spot out. This is it's always neat to wonder. I love it doing the show because I get to discover cool places like this. But
coolest place.
Yeah, man. Super nice.
Oh, yeah, by far. Whenever it says it's a live music joint, it is a live music joint. Yeah. They've been absolutely wonderful to us. I don't know how many times we've played here already. They've only been open since July. I think they've had us. We performed here at least, what, five times? So I've at least performed here at least five times or so. We have a big Halloween show that we're going to be doing here on the 28th of October.
Nice.
And we got the trio playing tonight, which your podcasters won't hear this till later, so it doesn't matter, but we're playing here tonight. They got great food, great selection of, and then on the weekends and stuff, this place is just, it's just bumping.
Right.
And there's just, I've never seen all you single guys. I've never seen so many hot chicks in one place. And they're just tens. Just 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. All just lined up. But it's a great place. Matter of fact, I hope we get a chance. Tanner said he might run down and he can, kind of give a run over on this. But they're, love the place. Yep. It's a great place.
Very cool, man. Yeah. We're here. We got a lot of things happening.
We haven't met since I guess the last time that me and you were together We did an interview with Dave.
Yeah, you were kind of said as co-host that night.
Co-host, yes.
Yeah. Much needed co-host.
And since then, Dave has joined the groove.
Yeah.
And very, very lucky.
It's been super awesome. We've known each other and have been in around each other's circle for what, 20 years now.
Yeah.
And we have collaborated on things. We've got together and we've just kind of jammed and stuff, but we've never really played together. And so now that we it came up, our the other bass player, he had some, but he's getting married and things of that nature. His schedule was becoming less available, and so we had. So I just did. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna ask Dave, and so I did. There was some thought about it. There was a lot of thought put into it and things, because we had actually been Dave had been coming over, and we just been collaborating writing, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give Dave a call and see what he thinks. And there was a long pause on the phone, and I was like, I didn't know if he was gonna do it. When I heard weeping on the other end of the phone,
yeah, baby,
it's like I'm so happy. No, and so we've had a lot of good times. And that was back in what, April? That was back in April, and we have just had the wildest, we had a wild summer, great summer.
Best music year of all times.
Nice, man.
And we've just had it's been great. And we did an album, Outside of My Head, which no one came to the album release because it flooded.
Yeah.
St. Louis flooded. There was nothing. Couldn't get in, couldn't get out, all that. It was like, oh, the 100-year flood that happened last year happened again in May. And so, yeah, so May 6th when we had the album release, how do you get people there? Yeah. On an ARC? I don't know, but yeah. And it was like, I should say that. The place where we did that was a cavern. It was huge, because you went outside, there's like, there's 100 cars in the parking lot. And you go inside, but the place probably sat, what, 600 people. It was a big hall. We did do bad, but it was still one of those things where like, oh well, not as good as what I was hoping for, and so it was all right. I'm like, well, we always got Memorial Day weekend, because Memorial Day weekend's a big weekend for us, and I had 19 shows, 11 days booked up. 19 shows, 11 days. Memorial Day weekend. Two tornadoes, rain. Oh my God, you were there for the Saturday show for there at it rained. I told the guy, I was like, we're playing, it doesn't matter. We had the cords up to keep just from getting electrocuted.
The Backwater Jacks.
We were just like, I'm like, I don't care, we're playing. And this guy's like, you know, I'm gonna have to play, you know, so I'm playing. And we did. We ended up playing it. We were waterlogged, just soaked.
Wrinkled,
it was horrible. And then all the shows, I think almost all the shows got canceled. I think out of the 19, I only ended up performing 7 of them. And so yeah, after the Frogs, Locusts, Boils and Sores, we got done with that. And then in June, we did a show with Neil McCoy.
Nice.
Did a show with Neil McCoy, 2-time Entertainer of the Year, CMA, you know, just, and that kind of, that was kind of like a little bit of like the turnaround type thing. We sold everything. We went to the merch tent, everything gone. Shirts gone, CDs gone, everything gone. And so that was kind of like a little bit of the turnaround was like right around there, and then everything just, but the shows were just straight up, they've been awesome.
Right.
What's one of your favorite?
Well, the fair, of course. The fair was the best. Ultimately, there was like way too many people. Yeah. It was kind of scary amount of people out there, and everyone was having a good time. Kids, old people. It was a good family environment, and everybody was dancing and boogieing, and everybody liked it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we had a great time. Even we got a lot of praise from the headliner. Neil come up. He kept going on and on about us. He was like, "You hear that big boy singing out there? Get that big boy up here." And so we got a lot of, and he was like, grab one of the CDs. He's like, I love this song, which would end up being Outside of My Head or Redneck Crack, as Dave so named it. And because does it show up on your, if you put it in a CD player, does it show up Redneck Crack? You have the CD, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I don't recall. It just says track 3 or whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, there's one like in some of your fancier CD players that'll like read. It'll say Steve Woolley, whatever, and it'll say Redneck Crack. And
I'm lying here tonight with my heart in my hands, rolling through the feelings, it's all I can stand as I lay me down, cry myself to sleep. Lord, save me now from this misery. Cause you don't tell me to love me. When I say I love you, babe, when I go kiss you, darling, I might as well the sun away. Did you lay our love down? Walk away from me. Lord, save me now. Oh, I've gotten in too deep. Do you still call out his name in the middle of the night? Tonight, with my heart in my hand, rolling through the feelings, it's all that I can stand. You lay our love down, walk away from me. Lord, save me now. Oh, I've gotten in too deep.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's like, he was like, I want you to play that song every time you play. And I was like, man, it was really good. We had a lot of good shows, played down Lake of the Ozarks. Man, we tore that place up.
Yeah.
I don't know how to. Where we did our last band show down there was Labor Day weekend, And it was kind of like an all or nothing. Like I said, I was telling them this morning, and I was like, lots of boobies. It was kind of one of those things. I was like, well, they either have us back or they'll fire us. And,
it started with one girl, and then Steve decided to sing the boobie song to them. And then they just started dropping everywhere. And my wonderful wife was over there at the table, and I'm sure what she was thinking in her mind was, this is an every night thing. You know what I mean? Or right. Something like that. Hopefully not. She didn't think that.
It did start with one. And they're like, oh my gosh, that girl showed her boobs. And I was like, watch this. And so I sang Rodney Carrington, Show Them to Me. And they all came out.
Yeah. Guys, like, taking them off for their old ladies. There's a lot of cooperation.
There was a lot of cooperation. It was a team effort on everyone's account. I didn't expect it. I didn't ask for it, really. I just sang the song. But it happened. We didn't get fired. So it was good.
Woke up smiling the next morning.
I just felt bad there were so many little kids around. I'm kidding. No, we made sure that it was an adult level situation going on there. So.
Right.
Other than that, man, yeah, I don't know. We just we've been grinding. This is probably this is the most I've played with the band this year.
Yeah.
And it's just been awesome. We've been really grinding out, you know, and a lot of the originals and.
Well, and all that, you guys end up cutting a live record too, right?
Yeah, cutting a live record. We were very fortunate. We were at the same fair we did with at the fair that we did with Neil McCoy. We were fortunate enough. We did a live video and album. So we ended up getting a really good video off of it and a pretty decent live recording and. Has a few covers, but it does feature a lot of tunes that are on Outside of My Head. So, which features Outside of My Head and Love Her a Little While and Win, Lose, and Ache, which is a favorite of ours. It's one that, matter of fact, that's the first song
we wrote together.
That we wrote together, yeah. Was Win, Lose, and Ache. So,
nice.
Very cool.
Chance to call. all them sleepless nights. I wonder what I could do to keep you by my side. Pray to God to give me just a second chance. But it's the third, the fourth, and I think I have to take a pass, yeah. It is time for me to be finding my own way. Say it's always suckers for the day, yeah. And I know that everything's gonna be okay. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you hate, sometimes you win, sometimes you hate. Yeah.
So, like I said, we just been. I don't know, I can't be just happier.
Yeah, man.
We got a new little project. We signed an exclusivity with Talent Plus. So we're doing a blues and soul review.
Yeah.
And so we've always played as Steve Willie and the Groove. And I've always done that because I've never liked Steve Willie Band. Because one, I don't... I don't have that big of an ego to have the Steve Willie Band.
Right.
You know, it's like, these are my guys back here. This is my band. But, like, I always felt like it was me and the guys, me and the groove. And so that's why I'm just like, you know what? We always play, we always bring the groove. So I was just like, so that's what it was, the groove. And so we started this. We wanted to do, everybody loves this music. And it's kind of like, well, I don't know, it's kind of like Blues Brothers on... Well, they are on cocaine. Anyway, but it's kind of like Blues Brothers, but Blues Brothers.
You can't go wrong with Blues Brothers.
You can't go wrong with Blues Brothers. And that's what I'm saying. It's got Sam and Dave and Wilson Pickett and, old Motown stuff, Temptations and things of that nature. Old rock and roll, Presley and Cash and just some, you know... Carl Perkins,
Sly
and Family Stone, Prince, that whole little, like, even from, like the 60s all the way up to 80s, 90s, whatever, but, like, the soul, Motown, funk,
sure,
all that stuff. And we just did, I wanted to take myself out of it and just be a part of it with them. So it's just the groove. And so that'll be something you'll be seeing kind of pop up from time to time. So it'll just be the groove, and we'll just be doing, you know, that fun stuff for those types of things. So that's a project that we're working on. And like I said, Talent Plus is, we signed with them. They're going to be taking care of that end of it for me because I'm way too busy doing other stuff.
All right.
And we also have a new other project coming up, right? It's going to be happening next month. We got together. We were talking. My dad... was an old school musician. He toured and played for 17 years or more. But he played old, like, country and western honky tonk type of music. And I grew up with that stuff. And it has been an influence on me, but a lot of people don't hear it or anything like that. And they're like, I do have a lot of times people say, don't you play country? Didn't your dad play country? Why don't you play country? Do you not like country? You know, and I'm just like, it's not that I don't like country or anything like that. It's just the country that I like is like the roots stuff that I grew up with. So it's like the Rolling, the George Jones and the Vern Gosman, sure, and those things like that. And everyone has their favorites of stuff like that. Even if you don't like country, there's like one song that you like. Everyone likes Friends in Low Places and things like that. They'll have that one that they at least know.
Right.
And I was like, man, wouldn't it be cool? And I don't really particularly, and nothing against it, and it's not that it's bad or anything like that. I don't particularly care for the newer crossover pop type country. It's not my thing. Nothing against it. It's not my thing.
Right.
And, but I do miss, like, the old... like 90s and back, like the old, like Alan Jackson, like where it had, like, I'm a guitar player. I love Brent Mason. Brent Mason was one of like the best studio musicians. I love that tune picking type stuff, and I love it. And I used to play it all the time, and I miss it. And so we got together. I don't even know. This is how it started. We were playing a show, and a guy just walks up. He's like, "You playing Merle Haggard?" And I just bust out playing Working Man's Blues. Everyone else is kind of looking at me like, I'm like, it's easy, just come all along. And let, you know, I have, the musicians I work with are Dave, Marty Little, Calvin Evans. Those guys are top notch. Matter of fact, I think even Adam Hansrow was playing with us that night. Mm-hmm. Adam Hansrow was with us. He was from Steve Ewing Band, yeah. And the duo. He flew in from L.A. and was in town for the weekend. He came out and did a show with us down at the lake.
Very cool.
So I start playing Working Man's Blues. Luckily, like I said, my guys are pros. They picked up on it like that. So we're playing it.
And basically, we set that place on fire. That's what happened right
and
there.
And just like that. And it was just like, man, it was amazing to me that this song is 40 years old, right. 50 years old, you know, and it's this old-timey kind of country song. And
cut time.
I upped it a little bit. It was like, you know, I think it was about 120 beats faster than what it was supposed to be. But but I, you know, kind of, we cooked it a little more. And people went nuts.
And we played it every show since.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. And people love it. And so I was like, well, we'll do it a little more. And so we started coming up with this crazy idea to do this old throwback kind of honky-tonk country thing.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do. Well, luckily, so I'm playing a show down at the Broadway Oyster Bar. This group of people from Texas come in. So they start throwing out requests of things, and I start playing a bunch of old kind of honky-tonk tunes and things for them. And this guy, is when I take my break, he gets up, just knocks his chair over. He's just coming over to see me. And he's like, can you play like 4 hours of that? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, we got a new bar opening up over back here. This Game 6 honky-tonk. He's like, want you guys? So we'll be playing at Game 6 honky-tonk. Going on here in October, November, all through the winter months and everything like that. And you get to see we haven't come up with a name for it, really. We're still kind of working on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think we're going to... I have no idea. We haven't got a name for it yet, but we're going to call it something. But we're definitely still going to be the same players, core group. Me, Dave, Calvin, and Marty. We might bring on some, you know, some auxiliary here or there, but we're going to go in there and just kind of... or twang it out.
Yeah, it'd be cool. You know, like you're saying, Adam, maybe add some pedal steel or do something like that to really bring that honky tonk to life.
Pedal steel,
yeah.
Fiddle, something like that. Would light it up.
Sure, man.
Yeah, we got the old Telecaster. Gonna twang that song down.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man. That sounds
twang a caster.
Yeah, twang a caster. Yeah. Well, he loves when I play the tele.
Every time he's wanting to play the other guitars, because yeah. he's got that. Quick, twangy, you know, southern rock stuff going on that, like, there's very few people can play like that, and he is just squeezing that thing, and he can do it on every song and every key and everywhere, and I get mad at him when he pulls the Strat out.
And so, but yeah, well, first he was like, he didn't want me to play electric because he liked me playing the acoustic, because we'd really been doing the acoustic for so long, and I was like, man, I want to play some electric. And so I pulled him out. He was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I really like this acoustic thing. And it was. It's a very cool the acoustic thing, which you'll see on the live album. What we did that on the live album.
Yeah.
It's very chill, super mellow. And I get it. It's easy to. There's nothing that's like in your face. Everything has its own.
It's easy to wrap your head around.
It is. It really is. But sometimes I do. I want to part your hair. And so, and just that real raw.
Sure.
And we started doing some of that, and we're having a blast.
I've seen a lot of Stephen Woolley shows, and I've never seen an electric guitar one, so I'd be interested to see that, for sure.
He definitely will rip your head off. I'll let you know that. Yeah. Like, you see him playing lead on acoustic and stuff like that, you think, oof, that looks kind of tough. But as a musician, when you see someone ripping a lead on an acoustic, you know that that person is wicked.
Yeah.
You put an electric guitar in this man's hand, he's dangerous. Yeah.
So I've been having a lot of fun lately. So, needless to say, we've been having a blast. Like I said, we got more shows lining up. We're going to have more shows next year. We're talking about even doing some tours and things of that nature. I don't know. You want to talk about Wolves of Whiskey real quick? Let me plug that. You guys played Battle of the Bands last night.
Yeah, we played Battle for Bush last night. At a lot of good bands out there. It was a real good time. We didn't win it, but we gave her hell.
But no. How many times have you won that, though?
Oh,
in past.
Good Time Engineers, I've won it twice.
Yeah.
But that's my fourth time trying. we had a real good turnout and stuff. It was real cool. Everything was cool besides there was kind of like a small little
riot
outside. And when I went out to put my stuff in the car, come back through, and like everything was blocked on one side of Ballpark Village, and then I had to walk around to the other side, and that was blocked with SWAT. I mean, like 50 SWAT guys with their shields and their batons.
Yeah.
After we couldn't get through, like the second time, we just went home. So I didn't get to go to the ball game.
Huh. You guys recently shot a music video with.
Yeah, our music video hit 1 million views.
That's nuts, man. Yeah.
We took Georgia, his little Travis's little girl, and used her as pretty much the star of it, and. This little girl, the whole time that we practice, she's downstairs in the basement with us banging on her little pink electric guitar, or she's playing drums or keys. She gets in trouble because she won't stop or gets a little too loud, but this kid is going to be a absolute beast one day.
Yeah.
She's got it in her blood. But, yeah, she deserved it more than any of the other kids when we were thinking about it. Anyhow, she did such a good job. She was singing the words to the song. She heard it so many times in the basement with us. So she knew the words. She's walking down the gravel road, beating on her guitar almost in time, and singing the words. And we were out there. It was super hot, and she hung like a champ. We couldn't ask for anything better. We got lucky. Yeah, my music's never went that far before.
they got there, I don't know. With no way to roll, I showed them dogs my teeth, and I fought them off with this guitar. I'm at these crossroads, I'm for sale. I've got these hellhounds on my trail.
Shout out to Juan Ibanez.
My gosh, that guy is a genius.
Yeah.
He made a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah. Well, of Wolves and Whiskey on your Facebook and everything. Follow along. Check out that video.
Yeah, we just dropped, we got, I think, 5 or 6 songs we just released. And then we also, we're going to do a CD release show in town in St. Clair, Missouri.
Nice.
Is that Blondie's, right?
Yeah, Blondie's, yeah.
And that'll be... You guys have a date for that yet?
I don't know for sure yet. Okay. It's locked down for it.
Yeah, man.
But we'll get them on there for that.
For sure, definitely. I've talked to Travis a bunch. And trying to work something out, timing right and everything. If the record's coming out, it sounds like a perfect timing. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Other than that, what else we got going on? We got all kinds of stuff. We're busy,
we
guys.
Yeah.
We got what?
We got a New Year's show.
We got a New Year's show. We at the Hollywood Casino for New Year's.
We're getting ready to record again.
We're going to do some new stuff. I got some new songs.
We got video ideas.
We're going to, matter of fact, we're going to have talks with Juan Ibanez as well with that stuff. And... there's a lot.
Sure.
We're just like, I mean.
We got some super funny music video ideas.
Oh my gosh.
Between me and Steve, it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
We've been kicking. We were on the phone for hours.
Yeah.
Kicking stuff back and forth.
We wanted to do like the Great Outdoors ending.
Do you remember Great Outdoors with John Candy?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So check this out. So we go up. We have the ending. Obviously, I'd be the John Candy type. And so he comes up with the sun, and it's like, here's the memories, da da da. He's like, get the hell in the car, you know, whatever. And it shuts to Wilson Pickett's Land of a Thousand Dances, and that foot tapping with Dan Aykroyd and that patent leather shoes.
And then everybody from the cast of the movies
dancing.
Everybody from
the cast of the movies dancing to Land of a Thousand Dances. And I'm like, we want to re-record Land of a Thousand Dances and do the same video for it.
Nice.
And it's kind of one of those things, like, it's nostalgia. Matter of fact, we're kind of thinking about it. We were talking about doing songs from movies. So we were doing Land of a Thousand Dances from that.
We got Footloose.
Footloose.
We got
Kenny Loggins' Footloose.
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers. You know, songs from these movies that we grew up and we loved. Because remember they used to have movies used to have soundtracks, and that song made the movie, or the movie made the song, one of the two.
Sure.
The Body with Whitney Houston, you know, Caddyshack.
Right.
The goat, you know, Kenny Loggins again. Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins is a millionaire because of the 80s. Good John Hughes movies, you know. I mean,
I'm the same way, man. Like, for me, like. I can't help but picture the movie when I hear the song.
Exactly.
Or vice versa sometimes, or whatever it might be, you know, but every time I hear like Sweet Emotion, I think of Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused. You know, like, exactly. They can see, you know, so. I hear Dazed and Confused, I automatically see that high school parking lot and that GTO judge cruising through the parking lot.
Right.
That's exactly what's in my head whenever I watch that.
Yep.
You know?
All kinds of stuff, man. You can't help but go right back to that movie where you remember hearing that, and it's like so iconic and things. But yeah,
or Back to the Future. That's
right. Back to the Future.
You hear them songs, and it takes you right back to the movie.
And so we kind of wanted to do something to kind of lean on that a little bit. So we're like I said, we have so many ideas and not enough time. I had somebody ask me earlier today. They're like, "Are you still doing your mayor tribute?" And I'm like, maybe next year." Because it was a bass player. He asked me. He goes, "Man, if you want it," he goes, "you're doing that." He goes, "I want on that." And I go, "You know what? I might take you up on that because my bass player is so inundated. This guy, I tell you right now, this guy has been working his ass off." Can I say ass? I can say ass.
Yeah.
He's been working his ass off from day one. He comes to we have a session every week at my house. And it's not like we do rehearsals and stuff, but we run through things. Because what do I do about 600 songs?
It's really hard to
keep up. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid because I'll do genre, just all sorts of different genres and stuff. So it is. Yeah, I apologize to these guys relentlessly because I'm just like, "Oh yeah." Bang. And
there we go.
Yeah,
brand new song.
Yeah, to everybody else, of course.
EAG, you got it?
Yeah, and that's basically
watch my hand over here. That's when the change is going to happen, when I wiggle my fingers. When you need to get quieter, I'll kind of wave my fingers a little bit.
No, I do. I conduct the band.
Yes, he does conduct the band. It does help.
But people are like, "What's he doing?" Because I'll be humming my back and I'm like, "Two."
Yeah.
And like, "This means one more time, you know. And sometimes Marty couldn't see my hand that one time. He's like, "I thought you said keep going." And I was like, "Turn it." I go, "Stop." And I was trying to get him to stop. And he kept going. It kept going. It kept going. Matter of fact, it was at the fair. You can hear it. It's da 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 da. And I'm on the harmonica and I'll keep going to get him to stop like this. And he's like, "I thought you meant to keep going." I'm like, he's like, "I thought you said faster." I thought it said slower, you bastard. You know, so. It was great. Like I said, I haven't had this much fun in a long time. Matter of fact, we look forward to it.
Of course.
Yeah, man. Well, that's great to hear, especially, you know, like last time we talked, you were, you know what I'm saying?
I was pretty depressed.
You're talking about you doing like, you know, whatever, nearly 300 shows a year or whatever.
250.
Something crazy, yeah. But like, you know, and you're doing all that and you're still like having fun doing it, you know, like, I mean, that's
250 shows. As a matter of fact, I looked at the books today and I've just never made so much money in my time. I'm kidding. We've just been, we've consistently with the band. I don't know. We've done a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Not as a lot. There's a lot of bands that do a lot of shows, but I mean, comparative to what I normally do, usually it was like 80-20. This is probably a good 60-40.
Yeah, it's the most I've played in a year too.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm keeping them working.
Yeah,
I was like, everybody's getting ponies for Christmas. That's what we want, you know. And
we're playing in front of full houses, like back to back to back.
For
like
sure,
a bad night's like 100 people, and a good night's like over 500 people. And there are more good nights than bad nights. It has been a crazy fun summer.
Definitely, dude. That's cool.
Yeah, that has been the other thing too. Yeah. It's just been.
It's easy to stay motivated when you're playing in front of a bunch of people who are having a really good time.
And the originals have gone over.
They don't even know that we're playing originals.
They don't even know we're playing.
We'll play a strictly cover night and play like 10 original songs. And they're like, "Cool, man. I don't think I ever heard that one before." And it's like, cool.
I looked at Mario tonight. We were doing a show. And I looked at Mario. I was like, "Do we do any covers tonight? It's like, we did 10. We did 10 covers tonight. We're talking 4 hours of music, four sets.
Yeah.
You know, 4 hours of music. And we probably maybe did 10 covers. And like I said, no one.
They were still dancing.
They're still dancing, still grooving, still everybody's having a good time. So, like I said, it was kind of one of them deals where, like, and everybody digs it. They're digging the you know, a lot of the originals. So we're loving that.
Yeah.
We're playing the fair, dude, and there's people out there. There's nothing like playing that and then people singing your songs while you're playing.
Not to mention that the fair, that's when Steve and Kelvin did walked out of this big long platform out there in front of the stage and played like, I don't know, it was a good 6 minutes of harp and saxophone solo, like fighting each other.
Yeah.
It was absolutely crazy.
It's on the live album.
Yeah.
There's this big catwalk that came out. There's this big catwalk. You can check the video if you're to check out Stephen Woolley on YouTube or go to StephenWooleyMusic.com. It's in the videos on there as well. But yeah, you can see us, me and Kelvin, going at it. We're doing this dueling harp and saxophone solo thing, and the guys are just like having crazy. You can check out When Losing Ache. You can check out the whole album, and we can go to Spotify. I haven't put it up on anything. I'm gonna put some links for it. It was such a good night. We're not selling it. We're gonna put it up. I think we're gonna have just a free download, and so everybody just come and check it out. Just to see what everything's all about.
Yeah.
Because again, a lot of people don't really think the acoustic show. They think a couple jokes and some songs and
sure. You know,
ha ha, chuckle chuckle, sing sing, and that's it, you know. And that's the show. And it was like, no, I got, you know, with these guys, we're, you know, it's a show.
Yeah.
And like I said, we did a, you know, it just keeps getting better. And like I said, next year is going to be nuts. Like, I don't even, there's some stuff I can get into, some stuff I can't get into. Definitely.
Sure. Well, I'm excited, man. I want to see this country, and then I also want to see the soul review or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
The groove.
So,
check that out. Keep an eye out for all these dates.
You go, you can like us at Groove STL on Facebook. The Facebook fan page. Actually, we have thegroovestl.com, which should launch tomorrow. And then some other stuff, like I said, there's just too much stuff. Go to StephenWooleyMusic.com, go to Stephen Woolley on Facebook, of Wolves and Whiskey on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, social media,
all over.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll let you guys get up there and entertain these folks. It's going to be
a jam,
man.
But yeah, we're going to do sound check and then head up.
I appreciate you guys hanging out for a minute.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you very much, Shane.
Yeah. Later, guys.
The writing was on the wall. I was a fool not to see it. I choose not to see it all. I had my chance. Well, it's a hard lesson learned. Her love's grown cold for me. My heart still burns, so I'm gonna stay. Another little while, I'm gonna miss her pretty eyes. I'm gonna miss the way she smiles. She's moving on without me. Getting on with her life, but I'm gonna stay here. Love her a little while. She used to dance, staring at the clouds. I loved how she'd laugh. And I could find her in a crowd. They tell me keep searching, yeah. for someone already found. I'm holding on for a dear life, and the tears are coming down. So I'm gonna stay here another little while. I'm gonna miss her pretty eyes. I'm gonna miss the way she smiles. She's moving on without me. Getting on with her life, but I'm gonna stay another little while. Well, I'm gonna stay here, love her a little while. I'm gonna miss her pretty eyes. I'm gonna miss the way she smiles. She's moving on without me, getting on with her life. Well, I'm gonna stay here, love her a little while. Love her a little while. Love her. Yeah, thank you so much.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.